You're listening to SBS News.
The Federal Minister for Indigenous Health, Ken Wyatt, has promised $2.3 million to boost the national project aimed at increasing low rates of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians receiving donor kidneys. He also released and endorsed a report into the issue.
Today I had the pleasure of launching a significant report on improving access to organ and tissue donation, but also the establishment of a national task force that will undertake work to look at what are the bollards, what are the challenges, what are the considerations that we need to consider in the way in which people access the transplant list, but also the operations that follow.
The report was commissioned in June last year, partly in response to figures that suggested Indigenous patients are 10 times less likely than non-Indigenous patients to be added to the waiting list for a kidney donation transplant, despite 13% of patients receiving dialysis treatment in Australia being Indigenous. The report was compiled by the Transplantation Society of Australia and New Zealand and prioritises three of its 35 recommendations, among them the establishment of a National Indigenous Kidney Transplantation Task Force. Professor Stephen McDonald is a nephrologist at the Royal Adelaide Hospital and is one of the report's authors. Professor McDonald says the funding announcement is an important step.
This is a very clear next step and a change in focus from identifying the problem for actually doing something about the problem in a coordinated fashion. There have been a variety of bodies who have had input in this area in the past, but this is the first time there's actually been a coordinated and focused approach.
Indigenous people, especially those who live in remote communities, have a much greater risk of developing end-stage kidney disease, which initially requires dialysis treatment. And once Indigenous people make it onto the transplant waiting list, they receive transplants at around the same rate as non-Indigenous people. But the problem, as Professor McDonald explains, is getting Indigenous people onto that list.
There are issues around, if you like, health literacy, about making sure people understand the complexity of transplantation. And then there's the background health issues, in particular the high levels of diabetes and infections. And that needs to be brought under control so you can become medically fit to receive a transplant. Then there are a series of so-called workup tests, so tests about heart function, lung function and so on. Mostly they're only available in large cities or regional centres, and so people have to travel, and that adds complexity, it adds costs, and that's another barrier. And then there are other services, and I mentioned, for example, having your teeth in good health is important, and that implies you can access a dentist, and that's easy if you live in a metropolitan environment. It's much more difficult if you live remotely.
Professor Toby Coates is the Director of Transplantation at the Royal Adelaide Hospital and President-elect of the Transplantation Society. He explains the difference a kidney transplant, as opposed to ongoing dialysis, can make to someone with end-stage kidney failure.
It is the definitive treatment for end-stage kidney failure. Dialysis is a good treatment, but it's nowhere near as good as keeping people alive, and it's certainly nowhere near as good in terms of quality of life as having a transplant. Once you have a transplant, you can be completely liberalised in terms of the food that you eat, the fluid that you can drink, and really, after the first year, the places that you can travel and where you can actually be. All of those things are greatly restricted by dialysis. Now, don't get me wrong, dialysis is a modern miracle and it keeps people alive, but really, in terms of quality of life and improvement of quality of life, a transplant anywhere around the world is the best treatment that anyone can have for when their kidneys have completely failed.
Matt Connellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.